Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for joining me today. So I have my guest today is Joan Adele. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks.
And I'm really happy to have you here because I think we've gotten to know each other through work.
Yes, we have.
And the amazing work that you are doing for Wayne Pike and Monroe County, and that's our topic today, correct?
Yes, we're talking about the ADRC link is what we call it.
Right. So I know, you know, we have so many acronyms out there nowadays. Could you tell our listeners what does ADRC stand for?
Sure. The ADRC and ADRC link is Aging and Disabilities Resource Center, and it was created by the state so that it's in different counties, and I'm the lead link coordinator for Wayne Pike and Monroe, and then we have regional coordinators that are above us over a couple of the regions. So there's a place to call at the state, and when you tell them what county you're from, mm-hmm. they'll direct you to different resources in that area. And they'll also direct you to me if you're in Wayne, Pike, and Monroe.
Right. Because, you know, this radio show can actually span throughout Pennsylvania, you know, because people can listen to it on an app now and they can listen on our website.
Yes, technology is great, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. So, you know, although you just, you know, oversee the three counties, Wayne, Pike, and Monroe, but again, somebody could be listening from Carbon County or Bucks County whatever. So, you know, I always like to do this, and you are so prepared. What's the phone number that someone can call if they're just listening to the first couple of minutes?
Okay, so the phone number we have is 800-753-8827. That's 800-753-8827, and that will get you to the state link number, which they'll direct you to whatever county you live in if you give them your county's name.
Right. But, you know, how long have you been the coordinator for the ADRC and the link?
So I've been the coordinator for ADRC link in Wayne, Pike, and Monroe counties I started in January of 2021. So I feel like a newbie. I am a newbie, actually, if you go up to the state level. But anyway, yeah, I feel fairly new at the position.
But you are not new because your office is located at the Pike County Aging Office, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you've been with them for
them for about 10 years, yes. And I've served as a care manager, and I'm now serving as the care manager supervisor for home delivery meal and options.
Right. And so I feel that your background, you know, at Pike County Aging has really prepared you too for this position, wouldn't you say?
It definitely has, yes. You know, I've been involved with the seniors at Pike County Aging for 10 years, but I also worked in nursing facilities before that. So I've had a lot of connection with seniors. You know, even though this is specifically for seniors and disabled, I have that experience to bring to it after working at Pike Aging for 10 years.
So, you know, the programming you provide through the ADRC link, and I want to combine that too because it's not separate. It's really together, correct?
Yes, it is. It is correct.
How is, you know, your programs and all the information that you provide and bring, how is that funded?
Well, the funding is from the state. There are it's the Title 19 regular allocations that we receive. And then there's also grants that we receive. We recently had a grant. Well, recently, March of 2020 is when it started before I got there. And that grant has provided us an ability to, you know, reach out to people in the communities who've been affected by COVID. It was from the ACL, which is the Administration for Community Living, and they granted us that grant to provide some services for people after the COVID had started.
Right. And I know you did the little care packages for seniors who were isolated as part of that program, correct?
Yes, we did link bags with word searches and coloring books and hand sanitizers and masks. And also we did a survey mm-hmm. to find out if people needed more things in their area, like electricity assistance or if everything was operating in their home, so that we can gather some information about helping people in the counties that I serve.
Right. And you continue to find funding and work on special projects. What other ones do you have that, you know, you can share with our listeners?
Well, some of my favorite special projects of late are our food pantry program project, which we've been able to provide things to food pantries in Wayne, Pike, and Monroe that they can't spend their federal funding on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like laundry detergents that are hyperallergenic or even regular laundry detergent. Most recently, we provided can openers and plastic utensil sets, microwave paper plates and bowls for individuals who may be homeless but living in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It was told to me that they can't really open the cans because they're not all pop tops. So if they give them cans of food, how do they open them? So we were able to help some individuals out who really needed assistance.
Right. And I think, you know, this brings to light what our community really needs. You know, I think we don't like to think about homelessness and, you know, people that don't have a stove or, you know, your daily utensils that we use, you know, available to them. So this is just one opportunity that you can help people in those situations.
Right. And we take so much for granted when we don't have to think about that,
mm-hmm.
when other people really have to think about that. So,
right. So I know another part of your position is to also work with other agencies and organizations to provide training. And I don't like to always use training, more workshops also, and information that's going to be useful for basically anyone in our community, correct?
Yeah. You know, the trainings that the link provides aren't just for professional individuals, they're also for community members. And some of the trainings that we've provided over the last year or since I've taken over the link are social isolation smorgasbord. It's a real mouthful, but we did a whole morning full of individuals sharing about people who are socially isolated and the resources you can use to, you know, activate them within their own homes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we did a training on breaking down the barriers of behaviors. So if you're challenged by somebody's behaviors in your life, you know how to decompress them or to step back from them to help them to work through them so that you can continue moving forward with their care or, you know, whatever you're doing with that individual.
Right, right.
And we also had, we have another series coming up. It's a series on grief. We'll have a program on death and dying, one on professional grief for people who are in the professional fields and who lose individuals. And one is called coping with loss and change during the COVID-19, you know, pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finding that, I'm hoping that individuals from the community will be interested in that as well as professionals.
Right. And those are, you know, on Zoom, right? Are they a virtual platform?
These will be Zoom. Yes.
Okay.
The grief series is going to be Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to keep some of them Zoom because I feel like that will get more of an attendance.
Right.
You know, and I feel that that'll make it more accessible to people in the community.
Right, exactly. So if anyone's there listening and they find any one of those topics, you know, interesting, they want to attend, can they call you directly at your office? Do you have a phone number?
They certainly can, yes. And the number there is 570-775-5550, extension 1304. That's 570-775-5550, extension 1304. And I, you know, now that you brought that up, I didn't really mention the other project that we're working on, which is the Robotic Furry Companion Program.
I didn't forget about that.
Oh,
thank you. That's something I know that's near and dear to your heart. So I was kind of waiting. I was making sure we had time left and that you were going to mention that.
Yeah, it just seems to fall naturally in the spot that I give my phone number because we're keeping a list of interested individuals. And what it is some of the grant money is being spent on purchasing these robotic furry companions, pets. A friend of mine told me not to call them pets because they're family members. So that's where we came up with the name Robotic Furry Companion. And we're going to have money to purchase those for individuals in Wayne, Pike, and Monroe counties only till the end of March. So what it is it's for social isolation or people who have anxiety or depression mm-hmm. and who might be need that extra connection, you know, right. with a purring cat on their lap.
Right.
But they can't really maintain a real animal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the point of that program. I believe that, you know, if they can't maintain a real animal, these pets might serve a real wonderful purpose
for
breaking social isolation or depression or anxiety.
Exactly. Because, you know, when you do have a live pet, a live animal that you take care of, there is expense with that. You know, there's feeding, there's walking, there, if you have a cat, a litter box, you know, there are vet visits and stuff like that. Where obviously they will do all of that if they can, but the companionship and that togetherness. So these robotic furry companions, right, give them the, like the cat would purr, right?
Yes. Actually, the dog will look towards wherever the person is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
The cat will purr. It opens its eyes, closes its eyes. And you know, it's a company called Ageless Innovations, Joy for All Companion Pets. So, but they might not be able to afford taking care of a real animal.
Right.
And they might not even be able to afford the robotic furry companion. But through this grant, we can do that. Mm-hmm. But we also found that what if the person can't physically bend to put the food on the floor or to put the litter,
right.
do the litter box.
Right.
That is also going to help those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people are telling me stories like they lost their pet, but they didn't think they could manage another one, or they wanted another one, but they didn't want their family to have to take care of it because they're 80 something years old. And what if something happens to them?
Mm-hmm.
So they were concerned about their families,
right?
But they still want that connection.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm very excited about that program.
I am too. And I'm so looking forward to hearing the outcome when you actually purchase them and then you start to distribute those, mm-hmm. Furry companions.
We are also working on a survey that we're going to send out with the companions, because maybe after a month or two, we want to have some feedback
mm-hmm.
to see how it helped the individual.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, under your role, I hear a lot about, you know, trainings. Do you look for requests also for maybe different topics that you can work with different organizations? You mentioned a company, Penn Care, that helps provide yeah. these trainings?
Penn Care is the company that will be doing this series on grief. And we did work with a company called Sage. They do LGBT trainings.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a series of those trainings last year. I'm sorry, I can't remember off the top of my head the names of each training.
I know. I think I went to one or two of them.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we do work with all kinds of different organizations. And then sometimes it's individuals that I find when I go to the link webinars, because the lead coordinators go to a webinar once a month at the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And the robotic furry companion gentleman who shared that, he ended up speaking at my social isolation smorgasbord training with some other individuals,
uh-huh.
a gentleman from the Kutztown University who was doing a study with his students
uh-huh.
on social isolation among seniors in Pennsylvania. So I had this, and I also had somebody from the Activity Professionals Board, the National Certification Council, that was mm-hmm. what it was. So I had all these three different perspectives on social isolation.
Right.
So,
And again, I can't believe we're almost out of time. So, you know, if anyone's listening and they can re-listen to the show, which is really even better nowadays, you know, you can go to our website at WMH.org and search HealthWorks, and all these shows come up that we have recorded and already kind of aired. If people want more information about resources, you are the go-to person for Wayne Pike and Monroe counties, correct?
Right. So I want to give you my phone number again, and I want to give you the state number again.
Mm-hmm.
First, the state number. So if you're going to call and ask from your county, the number is 1-800-753-8827. That's a state number. And my number is, it's 570-775-5550. Extension 1304.
Okay, and you are the ADRC link coordinator for
Wayne, Pike, and Monroe counties.
I love when she finishes my sentence, because we, like I said, we have just gotten to work more closely together. Joan is also on the Wayne Memorial Community Advisory Board, and your input is always very valuable for our members and for our community. So thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah, thank you for having me today as well.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, I'm sure you'll be on again.
I'll have plenty more projects to talk about from ADRC, and maybe some from Pike County Aging.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
That they're always available to help. Again, I want to thank you for listening. This is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Joan, thank you again for being on the show today.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for listening and have a great day.